Good morning and welcome back. It still is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. Our conversation for now is, well, a headline I'm sure you will not be completely comfortable with. As a Nigerian, this should bother you because I'm thinking already how to adjust my budget to the new reality. Experts and others have reacted as the federal government concludes plans to increase electricity tariff by 40% in July 2023. I'll read that again with better context. Experts and others have reacted as the federal government concludes plans to increase electricity tariff by 40% next month. This is a development which may end all forms of energy subsidy in the country. Speaking in different interviews with newsmen on Monday, the experts said the development will culminate in increased cost of operations in households and businesses. So naturally, there will be questions along the lines of where do we go from here? My guest is an energy consultant who will be answering the why, the when, the waiting happen, and most importantly, the how do we get out of this. He's Mr. Ken Osuji. Good morning, Mr. Osuji. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Sam.
It's a pleasure having you here with us.
Thank you.
Mr. Osuji is a management consultant with a bias in electricity management and marketing. Now, straight to the point, Mr. Osuji, why will there be a 40% increase in electricity tariff?
Well, we are still hoping that the government would reconsider their stand on that. The issue of the 40% increase in electricity tariff that we are expecting to start seeing from the 1st of July 2023. It's more something that is happening by rote.
Okay.
By rote. R-O-T-E, rote. Because it's been there, it's been planned, you know, because of what is called MYTO. M-Y-T-O.
Yeah.
The multi-year tariff order.
Yeah.
Now, this MYTO came into effect in 2015. And was supposed to run for a period of 10 years, 2015, and it's supposed to end in 2024. And it provided for an incremental rise in the cost of electricity over a period of 10 years. You know, and it was supposed to operate using minor and major increments annually for 10 years. In some instances, it had to be put on hold. For instance, when COVID came.
Yeah.
COVID made it hard to. But eventually, they implemented it. In certain instances, they had to do three times in a year. Two minors, one major. The minors, they don't announce them. You just, unless you're watching. And that is why I encourage people to look at your, anytime you transact anything electricity.
How many units?
Look at the bill.
Yeah.
When they give you the postpaid bill, please scan it. That thing is an official document. You will find out why, as the program goes on, why I say it's an official document. Because something that is admissible in a bank, something that is admissible as a way of identifying you, your location, your address, and all.
Yeah.
Because what they're interested in is not your name. It's your address.
Okay.
So, MYTO was introduced in 2015 to encourage investment in the sector. So rather than stay on one tariff, and of course to also remove the subsidy in electricity. So rather than stay on one tariff, like for instance, we all stayed on 30 naira 23 kobo for some years as households, while businesses were paying 40 something naira, 50 something naira then. You know, but MYTO came in and it started changing the energy prices incrementally until we got to where we are now. And now MYTO is about to apply on July 1, 2023.
Mr. Osuji, I imagine that the one for July is major, not minor.
It's major, 40% increment.
It's major.
Yes.
For what you have described the purpose of MYTO to attract investment. Mm. It would sound good to investors, but to the consumer, that's bad news. For us to have a system where for 10 years, you're told very clearly that your tariff will continue to go up, it's not something I would be okay with because it's taking money out of my pocket. Was there no way around a steady increment of electricity tariff consistently for 10 years?
Well, like I said, it was supposed to encourage investment in the sector. Because you're not going to tell Sam Chinedu to come and invest $10 billion or $10 million in generation of electricity. And he looks at his unit cost of generation per kilowatt. Because you have to always look at how many kilowatts you're consuming. That's, okay. that's a billing bottom line. Now, you look at how many kilowatts you're generating, and it's coming at, let's say, 40 naira per kilowatt. That's your cost of generating one kilowatt, 40 naira. Mm. And then somebody is asking you to sell at 30 naira. Unless the person is prepared to pay you the difference. And the difference is not going to be between what they're asking you to charge the customer and what the cost of generating. You're going to push it to 50 naira per kilowatt.
Yeah, so they can make a profit.
Yes, so that is what is discouraging people from investing in the sector. And Mito was supposed to take care of it. But unfortunately, tell me, Sam, apart from the investment in energy generation by the River State government, have you seen anything happening locally?
Yeah, but Mr. Osuji, the consumer is also a stakeholder. If I'm thinking only from the position of investor, without considering the person who is paying, whether they are paying at a subsidized rate or not, which is a conversation on its own, there has to be consideration for the person paying.
Yes. The National Assembly made it clear that the cost of energy must be payable. It's very important. You do not charge somebody what he or she cannot pay. It must be payable. And that is why the government has been subsidizing. But unfortunately, because electricity is one area where there's a lot of economies of scale. Where there's a lot of economies of scale, in the sense that as you're generating more, it's supposed to impact positively on the consumer through lower prices. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You hear a lot of noise being made about nuclear power generation, this, that. Tell me, Sam. Let's look at River State, where we are. Apart from what the River State government started under Governor Dili, yes, it was Governor Dili that started building the power plant. The good thing about River State is that there's continuity in most of the projects. Governor Omehia, Governor Mechi, Governor Wike all continue to invest in power. And I know that Governor Fubara will also continue to do the same. But tell me, apart from what the government has done, what else have you seen? And what investment has been attracted because of other hiccups in the system? The main thing that we have had as a problem, why investment has not come in and why it has not translated into lower prices of energy for the consumer, is the involvement of the federal government in everything. And that is what the new Electricity Act has come in to address. Do you understand?
Mm.
They're supposed to encourage investment by the states. The states are now, they've removed the electricity from the exclusive list. It's now on the concurrent list.
It's been decentralized.
So now, Governor Fubara is not going to tell us after 2 years why he has not brought in companies to generate power for us in River State. That's what he's supposed to encourage. Because the more they generate, the more power there is. They are looking for who will consume them.
Mm.
Are you getting me?
I do.
Uh-huh. They are looking for who will consume them. And I also want to make, by the way, a clarification. There's a difference between an electricity consumer and a customer.
Oh.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Please tell me.
The consumer is anybody who consumes electricity. The customer is the person paying for the electricity.
No, hold on. Hold on, Ms. Osuji. Let's use my family.
Yes.
I'm the one that recharges the prepaid.
You're the customer.
The members of the household.
Your wife. Your children?
Yes, sir.
Your mother, your father, they are all consumers. They are not paying.
Oh, so whoever doesn't pay
is a consumer.
Well, I guess that's what Father's Day was about, because most of them are the
people you take out.
They are the customers.
Yes.
They are the customers. Okay. Thank you for that clarification. I needed it. It was important.
Yes.
Now, naturally, if I'm paying more for something, I would expect better service delivery. Will this increase in tariff translate to better service and supply for Nigerians?
No, you will be lucky if you get what you're still getting.
Ha! No, now, this is a bad deal now, Mr. Osuji.
Yes, because look at it. We've dollarized our economy. We've dollarized everything. Everything is now dependent on the vagaries of the forex market. Yes, that's what is going on. you are not okay. For instance, let me give you a why do you still have beer that is selling at lower prices? You know why? Because we're producing the beer here, we're not importing the beer. You still have the imported beers though, for those who can afford the prices of the imported beer. But why is pure water still selling what it's selling? Because you're not importing it, you're producing it here. So until we begin to loosen up the sector more, until the government really means business about the removing its hands from the exclusiveness that it has treated electricity for all this while, and allows it not just to run concurrently, but also to encourage the private sector. Let me even tell you, the worst thing any government can do, any state government can do, is to go into the business of electricity.
Why?
Create the enabling environment. People will generate the power. Since I came here last week on the issue of CNG, compressed natural gas, I have received numerous calls. People who want, somebody came from Abuja to see me to talk about how do we do it, that they have the funds. They have the funds. They want to come into the market. But I had to tell them, because they wanted to carry everything. I said, streamline. What is your business model? So the issue of electricity, until you realize that you as a government, your duty is to regulate. Your duty is to provide the enabling environment for the private sector to come in. Okay? Now, Sam, you can generate electricity.
I already generate. I have a generator. It's also that is a level of generation.
That's what we're saying. The radio station here can have 1 megawatt capacity of generation. And if they're using 500, they can feed the remaining one to the. That's what the new Power Act is all about. They can feed the remaining one to the grid. And talking of the grid, that is where the main problem is also. Transmission. You know, electricity has 4 segments. You have generation, transmission, distribution, and marketing or management of electricity.
Marketing?
Yes.
I thought I was a disco.
No, that's not what happens. Marketing is the where you convert the thing to cash.
Oh, okay.
Distribution has an aspect that is engineering, technical.
Okay.
But where you talk of converting to cash is when you convert the power to kilowatts, because that is a billing unit. You know, and you have to be careful when we're talking of kilowatts. People need to start buckling up on how to start saving on energy. Yes. For instance, if you have money now, run and go and buy. Go and buy token that will last you for, let's say, Sam, I know you can buy the one that will last you for 2 years.
No. You are mistaken, Mr. Osuji. I don't know what you see.
Buy the one. Right? But I'm looking at you and I'm seeing that you can buy the one that will last for 4 years.
I recharge monthly. You know, when I recharge, usually what I buy lasts for the entire month. Mm-hmm. And then, but with what you said, I would have to think beyond the scope of 1 month, because from the 1st of July, it's not going to be funny. But we do have to take a break. Coming up, we'll speak some more with Mr. Osuji, and I'll get to hear from you. Would you be willing to pay an increased rate if the service is improved? Please stay with us.
You're tuned to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the show. This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It still is the Morning Crossfire 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. I have Mr. Ken Osuji here, who is an energy consultant. We're talking about the proposed electricity tariff increase by 40% starting the 1st of July 2023. Before the break, Mr. Osuji told us to brace ourselves, go and buy units now that will last for as long as possible, because it is coming. Now, one of my many concerns, Mr. Osuji, is the removal of, subsidies here and there. We are still recovering, and we're struggling with that recovery, with the removal of petrol subsidy. And now, there is obviously the imminent removal of electricity subsidy. Could there have been a later time? You know, I'm not saying we shouldn't take the subsidy away if it eventually will improve the sector, by all means. But since we're going through what we're going through now, must it happen 1st of July? Is it impossible for the federal government to still hold on for a while, you know, so that some things that will help us cushion the effects of all these removals? Because while you're dealing with what you're paying for electricity, you have to fall to your generator, the petrol, is also expensive. So could it have been done at a later time?
Certainly. And that is what the Nigerian Labour Congress should try to include in their discussions with the government. The NLC should bring up that issue of July 1. Are we tying ourselves to July 1? Look at the human cost, the sufferings to the people. Like you said, what is the fallback? You know, what alternatives do we have? How many people have solar energy in their homes? Have solar panels and can fall back on that. And even at that, you know, it has limitations too. What amount of energy can it really give you, particularly with the rains? You know, so the government should reconsider. I'm advocating that the government should reconsider and push it off. I know it's been determined by the MITO Act that by July 1 it should go up. But you just done an increment less than a month ago.
Yeah.
This is going to be too much on the people. We're all reeling from the effect of the subsidy remover. But while we're at that, you need to take measures to protect yourself just in case there's no human face brought to bear on this situation. Mm. If there's no human face brought to bear on it, you need to take steps to protect yourself. Go back now, take a pen and paper and begin to make a list of the appliances in your house. It's important. Yes. Every single appliance in your house, take note of them. Find out the ones that are necessary. We have a lot of unnecessary things running on energy in our houses. Do you know? Yes. If you know what is not really necessary, remove it. Let me tell you how bad it is. When you're washing your clothes, don't squeeze it.
I know now. You never reach like that.
You don't reach like that, sir. Don't squeeze your clothes. Do you know why? So that you don't have to even iron.
Oh, my.
Yes. Just do a lot of flagging it up and down. And go and hang it. I miss the days of wash and wear. There were those days we used to have trousers that they call wash and wear. You know, although on a lighter note, a comedian said wash and wear. He went and bought the clothes. He finished washing it and he wore it wet.
Yeah.
He didn't allow it to dry. And they said wash and wear. Wash and wear meant you didn't need to iron. I think those days need to come back when you don't have to. Because iron is a major consumer of electricity.
Indeed.
But do you know that there are irons that are cheaper in terms of consumption of electricity? So if you have one that consumes 1,800 watts, do you know how much that is? Divide the 1,800 watts by 1,000. It gives you what it is in kilowatts. Multiply by the tariff. Multiply by VAT. Then you begin to understand what you're spending on that iron each time you put it on.
Okay. Well, I'd like to hear from you now. The question, even though Mr. Osuji has said very clearly that you will not get improved service, still is, would you be willing to pay more for electricity if there was improved service? And I'd like to know what the supply is like at your end. Some people have stated that they get better supply. They get more hours now. Is that a situation where you live? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. WhatsApp is 080-903-0646. We are live on Facebook and Twitter. It's at Nigeria Info PH, so you can watch as you listen. Go on those platforms and make your voice heard. JJ calls from Rumibo. Good morning, JJ.
Yeah, Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
We were told that, based on your guest, let me get your guest in the studio. He said there's an act that said every 10 years that the price of electricity have to increase, right?
MITO, yeah.
No.
Yes. On the other side, there's no power without responsibility, right? What did they say about the improvement in the system in the next 10 years? Because according to Tupac, I see no change from that last 10 years now, and in between that they've increased this whole stuff right now. No, as I'm talking to you right now, there's no light. And also remember that if you have improved electricity in your area, you consume more and you pay more. So what is it about increasing from time to time when there's no commensurate, output from the other end? It's not making any sense to me. We're told that, investors will come in when we remove subsidy. Where are the investors right now? Meanwhile, at the same time, we are giving Dangote a license to be the sole importer of the same product that he said he wants to produce here. Is that the investors we're looking for? Okay. I think the whole thing is just confusing everybody that I did a little economics in secondary school. It's not following anything. So for me, I think they need to improve on the system. Because you talk about some hiccup. The hiccup, why not they remove it before they increase the price? Why increase price and the hiccup are still there?
All right,
not
JJ.
Making any sense now.
Hold on, JJ. My guest will explain what he meant by the 10-year thing. But very quickly, if there was improved supply in your area, if you know you were getting more power, would you be willing to pay more?
They should allow the port to break.
No, hold on first. Hold
allow
on.
The port to break.
JJ,
yes,
JJ,
say,
if you... No.
Somebody in my area that
I need you...
Room,
no, wait,
every month, he didn't have a prepaid meter.
JJ.
I'm paying 36,000 naira for one room.
JJ, if you got improved supply, if you were able to get, say, 20 or even 24 hours supply, would you be willing to pay more for power? Yes or no?
Ordinarily, I will pay more because I'm getting and I'm using prepaid meter, so I will pay more, definitely.
Okay.
But I will pay.
All right. Thank you, JJ. Please, very quickly, explain the 10-year thing, because you were trying to correct him there.
Yes. Good morning, JJ. What I refer to as a mind to is that for a 10-year period, not every 10 years, it's supposed to be the increments are done about 2-3 times a year. That's what is going on.
Okay.
And it started in 2015, and it's continued like that. Sometimes once a year from 2015 to 2016 or thereabout. And then it continued like that up till now. Every year there is a major one, there is a minor one.
Okay.
COVID disrupted the one they were supposed to do in July. I think it was shifted to November. There was even a time there were refunds.
Oh, okay.
There were refunds for the ones done. So it runs for 10 years. It's supposed to run for 10 years. It will end next year.
Okay.
2024. Awesome. But you know the interesting thing? It was supposed to have started coming down by now.
and was they going up?
Yes.
We have Jude from Woji on the phone. Good morning, Jude. Well, apologies for that. Felix calls from Ada George. Good morning, Felix.
Yes, good morning, Sam.
Morning.
Yeah, the challenge we have with this electricity issue is the fact that these companies are trying to invest in short term for a business that is long term. To fool us and tell us, you have improved power supply, you pay more. This business is business that is long term. If you invest, you expect to invest for 10, 15, 20 years. So you don't expect to recoup all their money in 6 months and 1 month and lose so much tariff to the consumers. You're overcharging already, impoverished citizens and customers.
Yeah, but Felix, while I understand where you're coming from, if you're an investor and you knew that you were going into a sector where you were more likely to lose than make a profit, would you still go in?
No, you will not lose. You will not lose. The problem is, that's what I'm saying, they want to invest in a short-term business that is long-term oriented. They want to invest short in a long-term oriented business.
If that is
the problem.
If the mechanism is
if
not
you have
in place,
the funds to invest.
Yeah, but
so you don't expect. Yeah, listen. Understand the economics.
I get you. But
I invest. I invest 100 naira today, and I want to keep it in 1 week. Whereas this is something that should last for a year.
However,
so you don't bring money, whether you invest 10 billion or whatever, and you expect to recoup it in 1 year. So
I
increase tariff to 100 and another 200 so that people
thing.
Will pay you all the money and run away with it.
Here's the thing,
no,
Felix.
No, that is not the nature of the business.
Hold on. If the
you
mechanism.
You make a profit.
Felix, let's
you
have
make
a conversation.
Now.
Hello, Felix.
Sam, do you know he's very correct?
No, I agree with
the
him.
Only problem, the only problem is the unfortunate policy somersaults you see in the system.
No, but Mr. Osuji, even for long-term profit, there has to be something in place. If you're not seeing anything, even for long term, you're not sure you'll make a profit. So that's where I'm coming from.
They will make the profit.
Can I shock
you? Nigeria is a vast economy.
Felix, hold.
Domestic and industrial. You make the money.
Let me tell you how right.
But as long as you put the equipment.
Let me tell you how right. Let me tell you how right Felix is. I've gone around this country in my work as a power consultant. You know what I've noticed? The unfortunate and almost absolute lack of investment in even real estate. I mean, the buildings where these discos do their businesses are not owned by them. PHED, for our own local district, has the one at Moscow Road. I have gone round Port Harcourt. I have not seen them. I cannot point to one building that is their own, where they are doing business. They are all rented buildings. And this is supposed to be something that is supposed to be the long term. That's what he's saying. That's what Felix is saying.
No, I agree.
You understand what I'm saying? So these guys are not ready to really invest. They want is retail. They put in, they collect. They put in, they collect. And that's not how the business. That's why we're not making progress.
So let me ask you, if I have, let's say, a 10-year project, right?
Yes.
I don't intend to make profit today. I know that at some point. So that means for a large part of the early years, I'll have to keep putting in money. Mm-hmm. What are the signs that will tell me that in 5, 6, or 7 years, I can start making a profit?
The business model that you're going to adopt. But also, the business model you're going to adopt is going to tell you, because you're going to have a 5-year rolling plan, a 10-year rolling plan. This is where I am now. This is where I expect to be in 5 years. This is what I'm expecting that I would have done, and the money and all whatnot that would come in. But what Felix is saying is true. They are not investing long term. Do you understand? In other climes, you know what happens? You don't build houses for yourself, no. You take out a mortgage that will last for 25 years, 30 years for you to pay. Yes!
Okay, let's... I don't want to go into that mortgage. I know someone who has died from that problem. Ida calls from Okoro. Good morning, Ida.
Yeah, Samara, good morning.
Please go ahead.
I want to greet your guest in the studio.
Good morning, sir.
And brother, if something they are giving to you, like the light is constant, maybe they are keeping it very well, who pay? But so now they will not give you light for over 1 month or 3 months. The bill will still increase. I don't understand. Now, fuel and light go together. Because when light go, you on gen. They increase fuel, they want to increase NEPA too. Now, no good now. People are suffering. And I don't want to use it to rob the state governors. It will not come to my governor saying, Fubarao, you will overcome everything.
All right.
It's very bad. If you're giving light, give light. Look at Canada, we are giving light. Can I celebrate light? Over how many years of light not going? But Nigeria now, maybe you're doing all the bad, they don't take light. In the bad way, person here, they don't take light. Then you own your gen. See fuel issue. They just tag us, we die. The 2 days away, they give us like danger. They put us in like danger.
All right. I had Chima from Rumokuta. This would, of course, make people look in the direction of renewable energy, which is solar. But as you said, it's not exactly cheap. You're a player in this industry. What would it take for a person to put up a small solar, structure that can power their building?
It used to be in the neighborhood of between 500,000 and 700,000. Now we're talking of 1 million plus. Yes. If you really want to do it very well, because you need to look at, like I said, go back now, take a pen and paper. Make a list of your appliances. It's very important. Make a list of your appliances. Listen, each appliance has a wattage specification.
Yeah.
If you don't see the watt, how many watts it's using, okay? Calculate it. Calculate your watts by the wattage of the appliance by multiplying the voltage and the current.
Okay.
Because they must always write the current there in amps. The voltage is in volts. Multiply the voltage by the amperage, it will give you the wattage of the appliance. I'm teaching now. It will give you the wattage of the appliance. It is that wattage that is used in billing you. By the time you divide the wattage by 1,000, you multiply by the tariff and you add VAT. Hmm. Once you do that, if it's a problem, talk to me, call me. Give them my number, I'm giving you that permission. Give them, call me, let me tell you. And if you go to buy any appliance, please talk to people like me who understand these things. So that you don't go and buy the one that will wipe you off.
Yeah, but the thing is, most producers now, they produce low electricity consumption. There's inverter ACs, fridges, televisions are not consuming as much. And that is consideration for the Nigerian market. So, I'm guessing that a lot of people, if they look out for these things, might also be within a safe consumption space.
Yes, even at that. You also have to look at what you can afford in terms of energy cost. Okay? And those things are really very expensive. Have you tried pricing the inverter AC recently? So we're looking at the situation where, how many people can really afford to buy those energy-saving devices now, Sam? So we're talking of how to help people manage what they have first of all for now by determining which one do you want to use, by understanding the power requirement of that particular item. Do you understand? Find out.
Okay. That's a comment.
If my wife wants to cook, I tell her, if you're going to use the electric cooker, this is how many, you have 1 hour. Okay? Yeah. Beyond that, it becomes unmanageable.
Let's go over to Facebook where we are live. It's facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. I have Evangelist Somiari George says, if they like, they should increase everything, we'll still survive. And Odinaka Chukwu Morris says, good morning. The increase in electricity tariff will not be helpful considering the already increased fuel price and good price. I would have expected the government to improve the country's electricity supply in the country to cushion the effects of the subsidy removal. The solution to Nigeria's electricity challenge is what former President Obasanjo did for the telecom industry, making it wireless transmission for electricity. I think wires are required. With these people who have not been paying bills, do so. Moving on, Franco Confidence says, good morning. I want a clarification on this 40% increment. Is it that this increase will give us 24-hour power supply? Thank you. Well, the straight answer to that is no. Mr. Suji says you might not get improved service. Muriel from Okrika, good morning. Hello, Muriel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Please go ahead.
Thank you. You're Krita Woman on the line.
All right.
You see, Sam, if not for anything, I thank our government for building schools for us. So at least without schools, we are inviting whatever they throw at us, we can be able to reason it out. Now, Sam, I'm looking to see what they will do for all these warnings they are removing. But I have two questions, Sam. Number one.
All right.
I know that the government has privatized electricity. Can they not invest with this private sector so that the money that accrues from their investment, they can be using it to a subsidy? Instead of taking the profit, let it go and subsidy to cushion the effect on us. Instead of just bringing out money and subsidy, let their profit serve as subsidy to us. Number two, what they are doing, will you not increase tax in the electricity sector? Because trust me, many Nigerians cannot afford it. Will you not increase tax because some people will start tapping indiscriminately? These two questions I need to understand them. Thank you. Thank you, Sam.
Those are wonderful questions, especially the second one. Let me take Jerry's call before you answer those questions, Mr. Osuji. Good morning, Jerry. Jerry calls from Odili Road. Good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Please go ahead.
I greet your guest in the studio.
Good morning, sir.
Sam, I don't know what the government has put in place for all this thing all this pressure they are putting on us. They are forcing everything down our throat. They should just take it easy with us. They have not put anything in place. The refinery are not working. There is no palliative. the minimum increase for the workers have not been distributed. That one, let's keep that aside. They have not made provision for the common masses. They are not government workers. They want to subsidize education. They want to subsidize electricity. They want to subsidize fuel for us. Let them just take it easy on us. It's too much. We are not even come out from the first subsidy. They are bringing the high in electricity tariff. They want to subsidize education. They should be considered. They should consider the masses.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jerry. We would need Mr. Osuji to respond to those questions. So she was talking about how privatization was supposed to somehow work with the subsidy removal and with this new rate, which people will obviously not afford. Would that not encourage electricity theft?
First of all, let's look at the issue of privatization. Are these entities really privatized? The government is still a major stakeholder in all these establishments. You hear situations where the government owns 40% of it, the school, this, that, that. That is the problem. These things are driving away the investors. Because you don't want to come into an overregulated environment where you cannot make profit. That is a problem. So the issue of privatization, are the generating plants truly, truly privatized?
I don't want to interrupt you.
Is Kenji Dam privatized?
This is the point I was trying to make. Even if I have the option of making profit, the government policy is very important, regardless of 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. So that's where I'm going. If the investor is pumping the money and what he's seeing may not give him a profit in 30 years, it is discouraging.
Yes, that is what the new act is supposed to address. Do you understand? The new act, over the years, we've had these investors come. But the investors are not, they're looking at the laws, they're looking at the, let me say, you said that the government policy is very important. It's not important, it's the only thing, it's the only thing there is. It can make or mar the whole process, and it has been on making the whole process. So it's about the privatize it truly. You will see the way money follows money. Okay, look at this compressed natural gas thing now. Look at what they're doing in terms of hybrid generators hybrid carburetors for generators, right? Do you know how much money people are pushing into trying to import that stuff now? Money will always follow money. If you open the sector, people will go in. The aviation sector, remember, before it used to be Nigerian Airways, yeah, restricted. When they removed their hands from it, what happened? Major players are controlling the field now. Peace Air and the rest of them. Some will come, some will go. Eventually, the major people will sit Kidiba. But the government wants to be involved in anything, everything. Their hand is in every pie. That is a problem. So she's correct. Are they really privatized? Let me tell you something, Sam. Do you know that these discos are an aberration? These distribution companies are an aberration. How can you create a company and say it should control 4 states, 5 states? Sure. How does he want to? Do you know that PHED is responsible for distributing power all the way to Obubra, near the boundary with Benue State? If you're working with PHED and you're from River State and you're working with PHED and they post you to Ogoja or any of those places closer to Benue State, how you want manager? How much are they paying you? That's why you see a lot of staff turnover. A lot of people are leaving this industry because meanwhile, the industry is supposed to pay better than the oil industry. Yes. So actually, private Siemens, they keep saying every year Siemens is coming in, General Electric is coming in. They keep throwing these names at us. Eventually, it all becomes like Nigerian Air. Nigerian Air, where Ethiopian aircraft had to be brought in to do abracadabra for us.
Well, that was That was a makeup. It was important for packaging and
PR.
Packaging and imaging, yes indeed, PR. So we have another break coming up. Coming up shortly, I'll be taking your messages on WhatsApp and Twitter. And conclusively, Mr. Osuji will tell us what we need to do to get out of this. Please stay with us.
We are back. This is your number one talk station. Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It still is the Morning Crossfire. We're down to our final seconds. We have a lot of questions on WhatsApp speaking about whether or not the service will improve and how the government was hasty in removing electricity subsidy at this time. So conclusively, Mr. Osuji, what is the step 1, 2, 3, and 4 that we must take to ensure that we are alive at the end of this tunnel?
Yes, Sam, thank you. Stock up on electricity token. Go and buy as much as you can. Like Sam and I were discussing when we were off, Sam said he will buy for 10 years.
No,
so buy for 10 years if you can. That's one. Number two, make a list of all the appliances in your house. You know, remove the ones that are not necessary. There are some lifestyle changes you need to make to be able to save energy.
Okay.
If you have the money to go into solar panels and or whatnot, do that. The demand is going to increase soon. The price is going to rise. Now, start thinking of going over to CNG as soon as they roll it out. Compressed natural gas, you know, for your cars. Because everything is money now. You know, but for the issue of power, you see, you can, instead of using your washing machine, use your hand.
Hey, Mr. Osuji. I'm not saying it's extreme, but I know that I think there are some in-betweens.
You know why I say use your hand? There are some things you're not supposed to wash in the machine, like whites.
Okay.
So remove them from machine. And again, let me also tell you something. Explore the option of bulk service for your laundry. These are energy saving measures.
Okay.
Explore the option of bulk laundry for your laundry service. So you don't use the machine often and you don't have to iron.
Okay. Well, that's as far as we can fly. Thank you very much, Mr. Osuji. For those who want to reach out to you on social media, what are your handles on all the platforms?
I'm on Facebook. Kennedy Osuji is my name.
Okay.
Kennedy Osuji. I'm on Facebook.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. This is the end of the Morning Crossfire for this morning. Thanks for being a part of it. It happens every weekday, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m.